Liam Ortega's Olympic dream was shattered in 2008 when he was bowled over by another skater in practice and cracked his skull on the ice. He survived a coma and worked his way back to competing, but not soon enough to make the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver. Now, 4 years later, he credits skating with his return to full health.
The drive and the love of skating is how I recovered from my traumatic brain injury.
The 29-year-old Ortega grew up cross-country skiing and playing hockey in Fairbanks and only picked up speed skating through a now-defunct local club. He was good at it and focused in while attending college in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, home of one of just two full-size speed skating ovals in the U.S. He's been back there in recent months pursuing his Olympic dream.
I'm going to do my very best to perhaps be the first Alaskan speed skating Olympian.
Ortega fell short of making the fall World Cup team, but remains focused on next month's Olympic trials in Salt Lake City, Utah. He says he plans to spend December there living at altitude to prepare for his target events.
The way my body's shaping up is I'll be most competitive in the 5 and 10K, and you need to have that aerobic adaptation to be successful in those distance races.
Ortega says the times he needs to skate at Olympic trials require what he calls suicide pace.
A pace that makes you nervous after 4 laps in with 12 total, to where like you start to feel a little bit of a burn, and then maybe around lap 7 or 8, you just get into that tunnel vision towards like the turn that you're in is the only turn that matters. You can't look ahead to the next turn. You can't even look ahead to the end of the turn. You're just so focused on that moment.
Ortega, who's worn a helmet in training since the accident, still races without one. He says helmets aren't required in races and wearing one would slow him down too much. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.